we got a chance to play Pragmata, new game coming out at the in the middle of April, I believe.
Yep, they just changed the release date recently, so they moved it up.
Another great Capcom game. This game is coming to a Switch 2, although what we played was on a PS5 Pro, I believe.
Yes, we got to play this game recently, a very updated chunk mm-hmm. of the game. We got to play for about 2 hours
yes.
of this area that was kind of like, you know, you're in this space facility, and they had recreated New York Times Square.
Right, right.
And I think we'd seen that in some of the trailers before. Mm-hmm. It's kind of stood out to me of like, wait, are you actually going back to Earth or what is this?
So yeah.
We're still in this space facility.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get to play it on the Switch 2, but the good news is there is a demo available for the game. So
yeah.
if you're curious on like, well, how does this look? How does this run? Just go.
Just play it yourself.
And find out for yourself.
Play it yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have been following this game for a long time now. We've played several chunks of this game. This is a pretty, obviously pretty close to release chunk of the game
yeah.
since the game's coming out in just
right.
a few, in less than a month, which is exciting. But, you know, it's one of those Capcom games that is a bit more, you know, unique and different and something that kind of was this highly anticipated game that was like, when is this game coming out? So, yeah, the gameplay is pretty different. So I want to talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, and this game has a really interesting sort of development backstory to it, where it was announced many, many years ago.
Right.
I think it was like 2021, and then it just kind of vanished. And it was like, did this get canceled? Like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then it reemerged.
Reemerged as this.
And I always thought, like, okay, this could be like another cult classic game. But now I see it, like all these like polls of like most anticipated games, like this is near the top. I was like,
yeah.
maybe this has a bigger hit potential than I initially thought. And the reason I thought that is due to the gameplay, which is
right.
a little different. They're doing some
Very
new
different.
Things in a third-person shooter game
yeah.
where you play as Hugh, who's this big guy in a spacesuit who's got mm-hmm. guns and he shoots, and that all feels like a normal third-person shooter. But then on his shoulder, he has this android little girl, Diana,
yeah.
who she can hack into things. So as you are shooting and you're doing aiming with the sticks and the triggers, you also need to use the four face buttons
yes.
to navigate this like grid puzzle
right.
to weaken the enemies to actually be able to do proper damage and inflict
yeah.
other debuffs on them. So it's kind of like pat your head, rub your stomach.
I was just going to say, you're being asked to do a lot
yes.
during very high action moments. Which is cool. It's interesting. It's definitely different. And it's a little bit hard to describe. So yeah, definitely encourage people who are curious about this to play the demo
yeah.
for themselves to really try out that mechanic.
Right. And the first time we played the game, it was I think it had to have been like almost the beginning of the game.
Because
it was
yeah.
very basic. Like, and they told us, like, hey, this is going to feel a little unusual at
right.
first. So you need to figure
to
it out.
Get used to it.
This demo that we did, they told us, like, this is much deeper into the game.
Yeah.
You're going to be pushed. So make sure you refresh yourself.
Like, on how to do this.
Maybe go play the demo again before you come see this so you can get through it.
Yeah.
And it definitely was a lot more complex.
Exactly. And the enemies were a lot more challenging as well to take down. There was a lot more like layers to how you should strategize, how you should like, you know, prioritize the hacking part of it versus the shooting part of it. There's a lot of layers to this gameplay that I found. And you know, not only are you using Diana for the hacking, there's different things that you need to take into account. Like, for example, if you're hacking through one of the enemies, you could go through a path which gives you some additional items, like a shield or other ways to maybe even hack like multiple enemies at once. So you have to be kind of strategic about how you do the hacking part. And then on the shooting side as Hugh, he's got tons of guns to choose from. You know, you can choose from just the normal gun to like more of like a shotgun to more of like a rifle to more of like a stasis gun. So there's a lot of different options on how you're mixing and matching the shooting and the hacking for like the greatest chance of success.
Yeah, the gun management is a big part of the game because you always have just your little pistol thing that has regenerating
right.
ammo. So you never need to worry about ammo for that. And then you have these two other slots, but you can't necessarily pick up any gun and put it in any slot. There's like
all right.
certain types of guns go in this slot, certain types of guns go in the other slot. So you are often faced with a decision of like, oh, based on what I think might be coming up ahead, which gun is going to be better? We're choosing like a rifle versus like more of a shotgun or grenade launcher type of thing. And those did sometimes make me think of like, oh, I'm not exactly sure what to get, which is not always the case where some games are like, gun, 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 pick them all up.
Right, right. You really have to be strategic. And there's not that much ammo for each of those guns as well. It's very limited. So you have to be very careful about like, okay, when should I strategically switch to this more powerful gun and use one of those precious bullets, you know?
And the good thing is, again, that pistol never runs out of ammo. It is, like, surprisingly useful,
so useful,
even deeper into the game. Like, it's not like, oh, I would never use that again. Like, no, you totally will be.
Exactly,
Going into it, like, the big question I had was, like, all right, you've got this new mechanic that seems fun and novel, but, like, can it really carry a full game, you know, however long... 15 hours, however long this game is. Like, am I still going to be enjoying this if this is, like, the main thing that I'm going to be doing?
Yeah.
And I think the answer is yes.
Absolutely. I think so, too. Yeah. I was actually very challenged by this. Like, I was the last one to finish the demo out of our group. Because I kept dying because it was hard. You know, like I was saying before, there's just a lot of layers to it. There's a lot of times where, like, I experimented with it one way with a certain type of gun, with a certain way I was hacking, and it didn't work for me. So I would have to, like, redo it. But you learn. You're like, okay, don't do that again. Don't get, you know, don't stand here and get mobbed without a stasis gun to help you manage the crowds. Don't, you know, don't miss out on this hack because that's very, very important. So I was, like, learning along the way. So it's very deep,
You have to hack. You can shoot it and do damage, but it's, like, a fraction of the damage that if you properly hack it and expose the weak points, so that is something that you really must do. And that's like so interesting to me that you can have a single mechanic that can carry
an entire game.
An entire game like that. Sometimes games, the mechanic is good enough to do that. Sometimes it isn't. This is a case where, wow, it actually is. And that kind of surprised me.
It really is. And the other thing that surprised me kind of going along with how this mechanic kind of is able to be carried throughout the game and still feel fresh and fun is the enemies are designed in a way where it kind of keeps you on your toes with the hacking and the shooting as well. Like, one of the enemies we encountered was terrifying, by the way. It's like a giant robot baby. And it would like have these shields over the parts that you can hack.
Right.
So when you like switch to Diana to do the hacking, if the shields were up, the screen would be like blocked out. So you couldn't see your hack path.
Right.
So then you would have to like switch back over to Hugh and shoot the shields away and then kind of expose your path for the hacking. So I found that to be really fun because it's like not only are you doing this like hacking and shooting mechanic, but each enemy is like kind of, you know, behaving in a different way where you have to be smart about how you're doing it. So I think that's why it was able to be carried throughout the game is because, like, there's a lot of nuance and a lot of variety to how you're doing it. So I was really surprised by it. It's pretty hard for me. I'm just going to say it. It was hard. It was hard for me.
Well, you were the last to finish. What you didn't say is that I was the first to finish.
Were you really?
I think I was.
You finished?
I mean, there weren't a ton of people in our session.
Yeah, I think our session had, like,
but I felt like I was making good progress through it.
Yeah, you did good. We did a boss fight, too.
The area that we were in...
The boss fight was hard.
The area that we were in was very large.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, oh, we had to do a number of different objectives to open up this big gate.
Yes.
And I wasn't certain if you could do those in any particular order because, again, you're just kind of dropped into this Times Square and it's like, oh, they're all around you. Go find them. And it felt like me to the path that I took felt pretty seamless. It was like, oh yeah, it makes sense to go to this one next. I don't know if you have a lot of freedom.
I don't think you did.
And how to do it.
I think you were forced to go through that first door first, and then that kind of led you to all the other ones to open to get the keys.
Yeah, but there was a big boss fight at the end.
Yeah, that was very tough.
It's this giant robot.
Yes.
That felt kind of like a combination of like Monster Hunter meets the Horizon series.
Yes, I was going to say Horizon.
Because it was like a big robotic dinosaur.
Big mech thing.
Kind of thing.
Yes,
and
yes, exactly.
That took me probably like 20 minutes.
At least, yeah.
It was a long fight.
I did good. I actually didn't die during the boss fight.
Yeah.
I was just like very careful, like picking through it. But it was a very cool like showpiece because like you were saying, it's kind of this like, you're still, you know, I think you're still on the moon. But they had built this like replica of New York City, and you're fighting this monster in this like replica Times Square, and it was like really weird. And they would do these things where it would like 3D print things right. to like build these towers, and you had to climb the towers to yeah. get like a better shot. It was cool. It was
there are
a really
some fun
involved.
Capcom references in there yes. where it's like, oh, it's a movie theater, and it's got like, but everything was like slightly off because yeah. it's like the junky AI that you're using to make this or whatever.
Yeah,
it was like
yeah.
Resident Evil, and then there'd be some other word that didn't quite fit.
Yes, like Ghosts and
like
Ghouls.
Ghosts and
yeah.
Goblins.
But like, it was Ghosts like, and Ghouls instead, I think, something like that.
Not
it
exactly
funny.
What it is.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, the boss fight was really intense, really long, like multi-phase kind of
yeah.
thing where, okay, now it's doing this. What do I need to figure out?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kind of managing the size of the enemy of like, well, I know what I need to shoot, but it's so big. Like, how do I do that? And there were some times where it's like, you can like hookshot up to the top of
yeah,
a building to get the angle, but then it would like knock the building down.
Yeah.
It really like... It had the intensity of a Monster Hunter fight. Of
yes.
like, this is about endurance.
And there was like some of those AoE attacks that it would do that
right.
totally reminded us of Monster
yeah.
Hunter. If like you get caught in that, it's just like a one-shot kill,
yeah.
basically. So it was like high stakes,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed that boss fight because I felt like it properly felt like this like big moment,
yeah.
you know? And
yeah.
after, because yeah, we spent all that time basically unlocking this big gate to the boss. So it was a very satisfactory conclusion to that. It's like, oh, I finally opened this big giant gate opened up, and then you're like, what's behind it? Obviously, probably some kind of scary boss, and it definitely like met those expectations.
Yeah. So we did just get to see also like kind of what happens in between the big missions
yeah.
where on the moon you have this base that's kind of a hub and there's a lot that you can do. And they've done a good job of making it look like where you're living with Diana, because you can. She has like a little living space, and you can like get things for her. Like,
and they're all retro things.
I found an old retro
like
tube TV.
CRT.
And
yeah.
she's like, "What's this old thing? What can I do with this?"
Yeah, and then as you're going through the world too, like when you see like human things, you have to like explain it to Diana because
yeah.
she's like a robot,
right.
you know. So you're like, "This is a globe," and like you can give her the globe as like a gift
yeah.
or whatever. So it is a very interesting little like. Hub world.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of management like of your character that you can do of upgrading
mm-hmm.
guns. There's a lot of like perks to unlock.
Your suit gets upgraded
right.
as well.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like many different things that you can upgrade or unlock things for. And then before you go out, you can choose like, well, I want to equip this at this and this, or
yes.
even like in Diana's hacking matrix. It's mm-hmm. like, all right, I want to choose these couple special
yeah.
hacking activities
yeah.
That you had a limited number of, but they seem to be pretty plentiful. You just find them around, so I never
yeah.
felt like I was running out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was pleasantly surprised
at
the amount of customization
yeah.
and the depth of
yeah.
that.
There seems to be a lot
really
of unlockables
of
as well. Like a lot of
yes.
things. There's like a little robot friend.
Yep.
And you can give it little coins to unlock
right.
special things.
Right.
But
right.
it did feel like that. And you're kind of return. You're encouraged to really return to that. I think you call it your shelter. And there's good fast travel in the world. So even when we were like
yeah.
tooling around the fake Times Square and you're kind of like deep in that area, you don't have to be worried about like, oh, when am I going to get back to go back to the shelter to upgrade again. There's a lot of fast travel
yeah, you
points
don't have
that
to
you find.
Wait to the end of the mission to go
which
back.
Is nice because you might pick up something that's
right.
like going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really important. That was like an important little like tip that we got from our Capcom friends. Like go back to the shelter often
yeah.
to upgrade, and that
right.
really helped.
So one thing I wouldn't say that I have the clearest handle on yet is the overall story of the game.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, you are Hugh, you're on the moon. You find this android girl, Diana, and you're doing stuff, but I don't exactly, we don't yet know
yeah.
the full kind of beginning of
like, how did you get there?
How did all this happen? What are we
yeah.
doing here?
There's like a little breadcrumbs, because they talk to each other as they are like going through the missions and
yeah.
stuff, and they're obviously building a relationship with each other, but it seems like something really bad happened. Hugh came to the space station with a bunch of other people, and they're either lost or dead. Like, they're not there anymore. And then he finds Diana, and he does say some stuff like, if I didn't find you, I would be dead too. Like, you saved my life.
Yeah.
So there's something that must have happened where she saves him. And then, like, on her side, like, it's pretty interesting. She's a robot, and, like, he'll ask her questions like, you know, who built you? Like, What's your program? Like, what was your purpose? And she'd be like, I don't remember anything. I was asleep. And then when I woke up, you were there.
Yeah.
So there's like some mystery, I think, around this whole thing that I'm pretty intrigued by, honestly. Like, I want to find out what's going on. Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
The game does say what a pragmata is.
Yes.
Which was like, oh, it's the name of the game. But what is it? Is it just something yeah. that sounds cool or what? So pragmata is like the type of android that Diana is.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's kind of like a Terminator, where it's like in the inside, you're a robot, but, you know, you have skin and like you act yeah. and project like a person.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's more than one there's like many pragmatas.
Yeah.
She's just one of many.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't know what the purpose of those are and like, you know, why they were built and
right.
all that stuff. So really, really interesting kind of premise. It does have the lonely space. I really love a lonely space, like that kind of isolation. Mm-hmm. Like you're running around these like deserted space facilities.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Diana to hang out with you, obviously, so it's not completely isolated. But it is a little bit like, you know, someone was here before and now it's completely
right.
deserted,
right.
and you don't know why. It's like a little like unsettling, but
mm-hmm.
also I don't know. I just like that vibe, so
yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think we were both initially a little iffy on Diana, because like, Capcom's going hard on the creepy little girls.
They love the creepy little girls.
We just finished Resident Evil Requiem. It's like, well, there's no shortage of creepy little girls there.
Ugh,
and
terrible.
Then now there's Diana. Even like some of the enemies in this game look like creepy babies.
Yeah, like the baby robot,
like,
the big baby.
Big babies that will like come
yeah.
like, fall
big
on
babies.
You.
Yeah.
So I think we were like a little iffy on her, and it's like, oh, what's going on here? What after this demo, did you feel better about her as a character? Like the her and Hugh dynamic?
The her and Hugh dynamic is interesting. I do want to understand like what is going on with that, you know, with each of them. She's a little annoying though, I will say. You know, she's definitely a little annoying. But the other side of it is quite necessary for her to be there because you need her to do
right.
the things.
Yes.
Like it's like 50% Diana, 50%
yeah.
Hugh. It doesn't
yeah.
feel like she's just some hangers-on. So, like a Navi, talk your ear off side character with no purpose.
Yeah.
So because she does have a pretty significant purpose, you have to accept her. Even though some of the stuff that she's saying, I'm like, shut up, Diana.
Right.
And she looks creepy. No offense, but she looks really scary.
I feel that way too.
It's got like a creepy dolly kind of.
Uncanny Valley something to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big blank eyes, like that kind of like creepy doll come to life
yeah.
sort of look, and it's a little scary.
Right.
It's a little scary.
Right. You know, people might be saying like, oh, they're you know, copying what Donkey Kong Bonanza did.
They were first.
They were first. Again, announced many years ago,
so
well before we knew anything
could
about
it. Say that Donkey Kong,
Donkey
Bonanza,
Kong Bonanza
copied them.
Yes, but interesting that this has become a popular dynamic. Yeah,
yeah.
The you know, Hugh is interesting in that he's so far a bit more of a bland leading
yeah.
character. Like, you do kind of get glimpses. He does seem very interested in, like,
did you see his face?
Treating her like a he wants to treat her like a human child. So it's like maybe you learn, like, oh, he left his family behind or something terrible happened to his
yeah,
family.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it like a Pinocchio situation? Like, oh, and
no,
now
I'm a real girl
and
now.
And now you're real and we're going to go live together
as like father and daughter.
Something like that.
Maybe.
Like, they do kind of, on his end, you get the sense that he might want that
yeah.
as all of this is happening. But again, I think the story is still, there are still more secrets
mysteries.
To uncover
yeah.
with the story.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything, I think mostly we really liked it. Anything that kind of like, oh, I'm not super sold on yet.
I don't think there's anything like that. I found this game to be pretty difficult though for me. So, and I was not playing, you know, I was playing on like normal. If I were to play when I play this game, I would put it on easy.
Oh, okay.
Because it's very difficult
yeah.
for me. But I don't think anyone else had too much trouble. It's a lot of multitasking. It's really like, and in the moment, you know, it's very, you have to be so quick
mm-hmm.
because you're like, the robots are just like coming at you and like slashing and shooting at you. And you're doing so many things all at once. And you're being asked to almost do them flawlessly. It's quite the challenge.
Yeah.
I thought, which
yeah.
I mean, I think some people are gonna love that, but I would like the challenge to be like down like slightly for my own gameplay.
Yeah.
So.
For the most part, I really liked it. The only thing I would say is completely my fault and my own problem, which was at the end of the demo, I was talking to the Capcom person. I was like, oh, it's interesting that there's no like dodge mechanic
like,
in this game
dodge.
Because there's a lot of things where it's like things are coming at you quickly. You need to get out of the way. And he was like, what do you mean? Do this. And he pushed the button and he totally dodged. So I missed that on the controller sheet or whatever. I was like, oh.
The dodging was very important for the boss fight.
This is completely my fault. This is a self-report.
I'm honestly like kind of impressed that you went through that entire game without even doing it.
Because you can jump and like hover in the air. You got a little like, you know, backpack thing, jetpack thing. So I was literally only doing that to get away, which worked, but I was like, oh, that's amazing.
The movement is pretty interesting. So yeah, you do have like the floaty space feeling.
Yeah.
Where you can do a jump and then kind of hover towards the next thing.
Yeah, that's nice.
That helps me a lot.
Yeah, it's really good.
I can't 3D platform either.
Yes.
So that was very nice.
Yes.
It's kind of like the Yoshi hover, you know?
Right, I like that. So do you think this has the potential to be a big new IP for Capcom? Or is it maybe more of a one and done sort of deal?
I think so. I think this game is super interesting. And it's like different, but it feels like, you know, it has like that high level of polish plus the action, you know, that kind of like Capcom action that only they can do. But in such a unique way, such a unique setting, like, I don't think there's any other game that I've ever played that's like this game at all. I can't even think of even one that I would say like, well, it's kind of like this game. I can't think of it. So it's, I love how different and unique it is. I think people are going to really be surprised and enjoy that. It's awesome that it's on like pretty much every platform as well. I can't wait to, you know, to actually like dig into this game.
Yeah, seriously, play the demo if you're interested in this, because that'll give you a much better impression of what we're talking about.
Yeah,
instead of just trying to figure it out.
It is a thing you do have to try for yourself.
It reminds me of remember in the the Xbox 360 generation, Lost Planet, that series from Capcom. I feel some similarities there, where it's like that was another third person shooter that had kind of an interesting backstory to it.
Sure, a little
and
bit.
And that series kind of went off the rails. After they did a couple of those and it eventually went off the rails. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I think there's something here that they can build out. I want to know kind of more about the bigger world and story that we have here. But, I guess I'm just more focused on the game itself versus like the 10-year plan for it.
Yeah,
I'm excited to play it.
Me too.
We did not get to play the Switch 2 version. It wasn't there. And I don't think that's any like...
It's not because
they were hiding it. Like
even
when we went to go play Resident Evil Requiem, which is great on a Switch 2, they're like, no, you're playing on a PS5.
They want to show you the premiere.
Look great on a PS5.
Beautiful on
a PS5. We did, though, get to see the Diana amiibo.
Such an interesting...
Which we hadn't seen in person, so we got a little bit of footage of that to show you here. And some people have been pointing out the hair on these Capcom amiibos has been a little noodly.
Yeah.
And that did make us wonder, like, wait... The hair is kind of the weak point in these high-end Switch 2 games anyway. Like, what's Diana's, like, long blonde hair going to look like?
Her hair is kind of a marquee,
in that version.
Of her character.
Yeah.
She has this, like, long blonde hair. And, like, the amiibo version of Diana's hair literally looks like spaghetti noodles.
Because
it's like dreadlocked of, you know, of chunks of hair versus, like, the strands. On the PS5, like, I mean, this is a small little, who cares, little thing, but, like, it does the movement of the hair and the strands and the light on the hair.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
The Switch 2 hair gate, we'll see how it goes for poor Diana. Maybe she needs to go to the salon.
Put on a hat.
But braid the hair. I don't know. So we'll see what happens, but... Look beautiful. Her hair looked beautiful on PS5.
Another great Capcom game to look forward to.
I am playing exclusively Capcom games on my Switch 2.
The last couple months, it feels like.
Apparently,
but
like for reals, though. Because I played Resident Evil 9 and then immediately played Monster Hunter Stories.
Yeah.
And now I'm probably going to be wrapping up Monster Hunter Stories right when this game comes out. And I'll
just
immediately go to this
one.
So until they stop making games, I'll be playing their games on a Switch 2. It's great.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully you guys go check out the demo for Pragmata on Switch 2 if you haven't already. Super cool game. Really encourage you to check it out and see for yourself. Hope you enjoyed this video, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.